Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when one of President Trump's most determined critics, who got a lot of pretty solid shots at President Trump while he was president, is now acknowledging something that Trump did that benefited the nation, for which he gets very little credit indeed. Now, he acknowledges it right on MSNBC. I'm talking about Joe Scarborough, Morning Joe. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We will also get to the racialization of everything. There is a terrific piece by a truly universally respected black conservative, Robert Woodson, that puts that effort on the part of Democrats into appropriate context. And there's also the question of riot bills. I'm talking about anti-riot bills. Republican legislators, and it's always Republicans, are not trying to shut off dissent. They're not trying to discourage peaceful demonstrations. They've passed legislation that says that, look, you can demonstrate all you want, but you start trampling on the rights of other people, their right to conduct business, their right to drive home at night and not be blocked on the freeway. There needs to be some action taken against you. You cannot affirm your rights by infringing on the rights of other people. This is, if it becomes a big issue, if Democrats are foolish enough to claim that this effort to cut down on rioting, to avoid rioting, as existed and exists in Portland virtually every night. If you believe that that is somehow an assertion of the beautiful American tradition of dissent, you're going to lose. Who says so? Well, a couple of the leading political analysts in the country. There's a piece that puts this all in context by Daniel Henninger in the Wall Street Journal, his Wonderland column, which I do find indispensable. And he writes, in the largest U.S. cities, the number of murders is rising. This is only the fourth month of 2021. And in New York City, there have been more than 100 murders. Nearly 180 in Chicago, at least 97 in Los Angeles, Minneapolis's 21st homicide victim, a teenager, was found dead the same day of the Derek Chauvin verdict. It might seem like a stretch, writes Henninger, to conflate political riots, violent inner-city crime, and individual shooters, but I'm not so sure they aren't related. Obviously, something is spinning out of control in the United States. Whatever status quo exists to mitigate each of these forms of violence, it isn't working. It's failing. There used to be widely shared boundaries, he writes, on personal and public behavior. Not anymore. A lot of people no longer know how to behave, or where the lines are that one shouldn't cross. Or, as with last summer's political street protests, the former lines and limits have simply been erased. That July's Democratic National Convention passed without one person addressing the destruction in numerous cities as a big event, a turning point for the U.S. society generally. By the way, just to recall, the one comment that I had, I think the Democrats had a very successful convention. It was well staged. It was well organized. But it was very striking that there was nothing in the convention that explicitly spoke in behalf of law and order, in behalf of the police. in behalf of what had happened in so many cities. And it wasn't just Seattle and Portland. In Santa Monica, California, in L.A., basically, as Santa Monica is right adjacent to L.A., the only borders of Santa Monica are either the city of Los Angeles or the Pacific Ocean. In Santa Monica, there were three entire blocks that were looted in some of these, quote, peaceful protests that you hear about. And this is a very, very real problem. And it recalls the something that went wrong and that drove voters in the 60s. When they all of a sudden turned away from the great society liberalism of Lyndon Johnson, we had a dramatic swing of approval for the Democratic Party. The Democrats won 60% of the vote for president. 60% of the vote for president in 1964. 4 years later, was down to 40%. They got waxed. And what happened? Yes, part of it was the Vietnam War, but part of it was this feeling that Democrats were not on the side of order, even at their convention in 1968. And that's what the movie, which is up for Oscars, Oscar program coming up this weekend, their movie, The Trial of the Chicago Seven, is about those riots in Chicago. I was there. It was awful. It was nightmarish. People died. And they couldn't even hold a convention without that kind of dissension and violence and threats and expressions of America hatred. This doesn't work. It won't work for the party this time either, if they continue in this direction. And what he writes, Daniel Henninger, and I think he's right, most striking is how many people have become unconscious of or psychologically detached from the consequences of what they are doing. In Wisconsin last weekend, the Kenosha Tavern shooter got angry. He went home, got a gun, and went back to the tavern to kill three people. What did this formerly free man think was going to happen next? On the same day, an Austin, Texas shooter, a former cop, went to an apartment complex, killed three people, and was next seen on TV standing on a highway with his hands on his head while the police put him in handcuffs, basically forever. How could the post-election Washington mob that invaded the Capitol on January 6th think that was no different than attending a rally at the mall? Whatever happened to the thought, maybe I don't want to do this, or shouldn't do this? Somehow, writes Henninger, that internal break on behavior eroded, and now we too often find ourselves dealing with the grim, out-of-control results. An epitaph is the awful phrase of the mother of the FedEx shooter in Indianapolis, who informed the authorities that she feared her son was going to commit suicide by cop. The system that let him fall through the cracks, as it did in 2018 in Parkland, Florida, as it has with other shooters, made passive by its own rules, the public mental health system, the so-called administrative state, has proven incapable of providing basic protections for individuals and communities. Whatever the reasons, the resulting catastrophes proliferate. More gun control inevitably will be another such administrative failure. The reality across the U.S., he says in conclusion, on the streets of protest, in the toughest neighborhoods, or in the minds of the homicidally deranged, is that the simple and utilitarian concept of behavioral pushback has lost consensus support. Without pushback, demarcation of limits, without the accepted norms of behavior, a basic police function, or the credible defense of limits by public officials, not least U.S. presidents, the future will bring more crude violence that no one will condone. So what happens next? Well, what happens next is they're pushing in a bunch of states anti-riot bills. We'll talk about those pieces of legislation and why they're being so strenuously opposed by the left. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Michael Medved.
You are such a riot.
That's a great, great catch there, Greg. Good for you. Yes, talking about riots. And what's a riot? How do you define, differentiate between a riot and a demonstration? Well, basically, a demonstration is an expression of public sentiment that doesn't do anything to damage somebody, that doesn't cause violence, doesn't break glass, doesn't scribble anarchist symbols or anything else, of a racial nature or not of a racial nature, anywhere. A peaceful demonstration can be a powerful tool. Now, most peaceful demonstrations really don't amount to anything because they don't have a clear focus. Dr. King had a very clear focus with his demonstrations, and he understood that nonviolence was an essential element to them. I think that one of the things that you hear all the time, that the demonstrations over midsummer were 96% peaceful. They're ridiculous, because when police officers are injured, they're not peaceful. Now, not every riot is deadly. The riot at the Capitol building was deadly for two rioters, and then there are other police officers who were injured, and seriously injured. And I'm not trying to poo-poo in any way the riot of the Capitol building. It's unforgivable. I hope the people who were responsible and who rioted and who attacked police officers are put away for a long, long time and pay the price of their lawlessness. But the idea that it is somehow wrong to pass legislation that is meant to curb riots, which is what a lot of these demonstrations grew into. For instance, is it a peaceful demonstration if you're running out into the middle of the freeway or trying to park cars there in the middle of the freeway to stop traffic? I mean, there are people there. Say there's somebody on the way to the hospital to deliver a baby. We have a movie about pregnancy we're going to be reviewing, Together, Together with Ed Helms. We're going to be reviewing tomorrow. But say there's somebody who's going to an important meeting. Let's say it's a meeting of an estranged husband, estranged wife, who are trying to work out a reconciliation so they can avoid a divorce. And there's one party who just says, oh, yeah, he just says he's being stopped in traffic by crazy demonstrators. And this can impact people's lives. There's such a thing as a lot of us live lives that are very tightly scheduled and where convenience depends upon being able to get past people who are basically rioting over nothing. And when I say rioting over nothing, it's no, it's not to say that there isn't a problem when there are people who die in police custody or when there is an incident where you want to question policing. But if you're throwing bottles, if you are throwing frozen cans of water, if you were throwing anything and doing damage to police officers, if you are spraying police officers with bear spray, then that has crossed over from a demonstration into a riot. And one of the things you say is people always quote Dr. King to try to justify their rioting. And this was a terrific bit of memory by Greg Tomlin. And good for you, rock star Greg. MLK was in an interview on September 27th, 1966, less than 2 years before his death. And that's when he made his famous comments that riots are the language of the unheard. But they never play this in full context. This is what Dr. King actually said. Listen.
I think we've got to see that a riot is the language of the unheard. I would hope that we can avoid riots because riots are self-defeating and socially destructive. I would hope that we can avoid riots.
Okay. When you say self-defeating and socially destructive, it's not words of praise. And then later, about a year later, just a year before he died, he repeated his criticism of riots as a strategy for change. Listen.
Let me say, as I've always said, and I will always continue to say, that riots are socially destructive and self-defeating. I'm still convinced that nonviolence is the most potent weapon available to oppress people in their struggle for freedom and justice.
Okay, that's about as clear as it could be. So when they have this big article in the New York Times, an unbelievably biased article and totally inappropriate, they have an article by Reed Epstein and Patricia Mazzei. And they say, in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis signed sweeping legislation this week that toughened existing laws governing public disorder and created a harsh new level of infractions, a bill he's called the strongest anti-looting, anti-rioting, pro-law enforcement piece of legislation in the country. Well, it is all of that. And, of course, they headline this by saying Republicans sharpen penalties for protesters. It's not for protesters. It's for rioters. And there is a difference. And it says, in the 11 months since Black Lives Matter protests swept the country following the death of George Floyd, the Minneapolis police officer who killed Mr. Floyd, Derek Chauvin, was convicted on Tuesday on murder and manslaughter charges, a cathartic end to weeks of tension. But they go on to say, the new laws carry forward the hyperbolic message Republicans have been pushing in the 11 months since Black Lives Matter protests against racial injustice swept the country. The Democrats are tolerant of violent and criminal actions from those who protest against racial injustice. And the legislation underscores the extent to which support for law enforcement personnel and opposition to protests have become part of the bedrock of the GOP orthodoxy and a likely pillar of the platform the party will take into next year's midterms. I think that's true. And I think that most Americans share it. It's perfectly appropriate if you want to protest some aspects of policing, but to be calling for defunding the police or abolishing policing, as Rashida Tlaib has talked about, no more policing, no more incarceration. Really, if that's what they want to run on, good luck to them. They're going to get wiped out. And by the way, when I say wiped out, I don't mean physically wiped out. I mean it's going to prove politically destructive, as it always has. The people should recognize that even with all of the bad publicity, police remain one of the more respected institutions in American life. And why? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show. What is it about these anti-riot bills that has the left so upset? We'll explain. Coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill confronting hate crimes against Asian Americans is moving to the House after passage in the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 94, the nays are 1. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill as amended is passed.
The White House strongly supports the bill. Hate crimes against Asian Americans have risen sharply since the coronavirus came out of China, the majority of those hate crimes taking place in Democratic-run cities. The man accused of killing nearly two dozen people at a Colorado grocery store is facing additional charges. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty saying the motive is still unknown.
They represent victims who have a right to be heard and supported, so that's why these additional charges are being filed, to recognize all the victims in this case.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, it is a great time, particularly with the markets today hitting a rough spot, partially because Joe Biden talked about greatly increasing the capital gains tax, which means it would be much harder for people to sell their stock. They'd have to pay a lot for that. So markets down big time, which is kind of a shame. Down over 300 points today. But with that going on, check out some alternative investments. It's really worth it through our crowd. It costs you absolutely nothing, totally free. And it may open your mind to how you can participate by investing in startups and the exciting developments in high-tech markets. With a great crowd-sourced investment opportunity through our crowd, headquartered in Jerusalem, Israel, but with companies throughout the United States and Europe and, yes, in the Middle East. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Go to the banner for my brother's company, Our Crowd. We're talking right now about a booming business in the United States, which is Republican legislators and governors who are pushing for anti-riot legislation. The one most successful about it is somebody who is, I think, cementing his status, whatever the polls show, for being the public office holder, the Republican office holder, with perhaps the best shot of launching an alternative presidential candidacy to President Trump. President Trump, I don't believe, is going to run next time. But even if he does, the fact is Ron DeSantis is making himself a factor. And his new bill, anti-riot bill in Florida, is the kind of thing that, yes, I think GOP candidates, including Governor DeSantis, who will be running for re-election, that Governor DeSantis will take into the campaign in 2022, where I expect him to be decisively reelected. Now, of course, the ACLU is opposed to it. Vera Edelman, who is a lawyer at the American Civil Liberties Union, is quoted as saying, "This is consistent with the general trend of legislators responding to powerful and persuasive protests by seeking to silence them rather than engaging with the message of the protests. If anything, the lesson from the last year and past decades is not that we need to give more tools to police and prosecutors, it's that they abuse the tools they already have." Do you think that was a case in Portland, Oregon, where even where they arrest people who try to burn down a federal courthouse, they aren't prosecuted because of left-wingers who think it's a beautiful demonstration of diversity in action to see people trashing your downtown and assaulting police officers basically every night? This is just a few days ago, Ron DeSantis, right before the moment before he signed this anti-riot bill that we're talking about. Listen.
I think it's really remarkable if you look at the breadth of this particular piece of legislation. It is the strongest anti-rioting, pro-law enforcement piece of legislation in the country. And there's just nothing even close. The bill does a number of things. One, it tackles head-on this idea that we've seen last summer and then we still see today, that there should be a movement to defund law enforcement. Now, obviously, the state of Florida, we're not going to do that under my leadership, but if a local government were to do that, that would be catastrophic and have terrible consequences for their citizens. And so this bill actually prevents against local governments defunding law enforcement. We'll be able to stop it at the state level. And if you look at some of these places that have done this, they've already seen crime go up, even just diverting some. I think.
Okay, the point is not to take away your right for local governance. It's to take away the idea that, well, we're going to keep funding you if you're not going to spend that money on policing, and it's all going to have to go to keeping public order, to the state police. Most of the protests held across Florida last summer, say the New York Times, were peaceful. Though a few in Miami, Tampa, and Jacksonville, that's three cities, produced some episodes of violence, including the burning of a police car and the burning of a sporting goods store. Still, as they embraced the bill that Mr. DeSantis signed into law, Republican leaders expressed scorn for cities that trim police budgets and tolerate protesters who disrupt business and traffic. Chris Sprouls, who's a Republican, who's the Speaker of the House in Florida, said, "We weren't going to allow Florida to become Seattle." Well, okay, understood. There's a lot more sunshine in Florida. That's the truth. And he says, "We were not going to allow Florida to become Portland." And a survey conducted in January by Ryan D. Tyson, a Republican pollster, found broad support in the state of Florida, of course, for harsher penalties against protesters, quote, "who damage personal and business property or assault law enforcement." See, it's outrageous to me that the New York Times insists on defining people, and it's their language. The bill itself talks about rioters, but they substitute the word protester. If you're a protester, peaceful protester, you don't damage personal and business property or assault law enforcement. That is by definition not peaceful, is it? But the law goes further, says the New York Times. If a local government chooses to decrease its law enforcement budget to defund the police, the measure provides a new mechanism for a prosecutor or a city or county commissioner to appeal the reduction to the state. So it's not taken entirely out of local hands, and it is a crucial issue for many of us. State Senator Sherwin D. Jones, a Democrat from Broward County and a vocal critic of the law, noted that Mr. DeSantis has been quick to emphasize how necessary the bill was the day after the deadly January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. But he made no mention of that event during Monday's bill signing. Okay, he responded to the Capitol protest. What he's trying to say is that this is a racial thing, that this is an attempt to hold down black people. That was evidence, he said, that bills aimed at punishing protesters were disproportionately targeting people of color. Quote, "This bill is racist at its core," Mr. Jones said. So far, three bills aimed at limiting protests have been signed into law, Florida's and new laws in Arkansas and Kansas that target protesters who seek to disrupt oil pipelines. Okay, again, if you're seeking to disrupt oil pipelines, you're not a peaceful protester. You're damaging private property. You're damaging public property. And yes, some of these laws are aimed at people who tear down public monuments. Isn't that appropriate? It is lawless to say that somebody has the decision himself. Now, if a legislature or a city council or any governing body makes a decision to take down some public monuments, that's what happened in Charleston, South Carolina, with the statue of John C. Calhoun. It's what happened with the Robert E. Lee statue on a pillar in New Orleans. Fine. Local governments can make that decision. But rioters cannot. And the idea that they try to conflate this in the New York Times and say, well, it's all the same, they're trying to preserve Confederate monuments, it's nonsense. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show about more of this desperate desire to racialize everything. We'll be right back.
I am so shocked you're talking like this.
Michael Medved.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kenger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is anybody listening? Hear me out there.
The Michael Medved Show.
Let me say it again.
The Michael Medved Show.
Better pay attention.
Greg, do you remember who that was? Because I do. Do you remember that you just played a soundbite there introducing this segment of our show? It's somebody who's been in the news recently. A blast from the past. That was Robert Byrd. That was the one-time Klansman, one-time Senate Majority Leader, the Senator from West Virginia. And he actually was a commanding personality. I actually met him and had the opportunity to take him around campus when he came to speak at Yale when I was an undergraduate. And he was a piece of work. Okay, any mention of Robert Byrd, there was no racial intent to introducing this segment with a former Klansman. But what seems to me bizarre is that part of these various riot laws, anti-riot laws that are so controversial, are meant to stop people from blocking traffic. And yes, they do. There's a bill that was passed in Oklahoma that basically makes it not such a good idea for you to walk into in front of a car. And it basically indicates that if there is a riot going on and someone is fleeing the riot because of his own safety, then that individual is not going to be prosecuted for running over someone who's trying to stop him. And again, God forbid there should be a riot going on. But if there is a riot going on, you don't want to walk in front of traffic in the middle of that riot. It does not, repeat, does not give people the right to drive off the street and onto a sidewalk and to deliberately run down people. That is not the purpose of this Oklahoma legislation. We're talking about all of this, and there is one thing that I think is very indicative of the Democratic desire to racialize everything. And when you talk about this Micaiah Bryant case, is there even the slightest indication that the officer who happened to be white, who came out to rescue basically black women who were asking for help, who said they were being stabbed and they were being attacked, and then he came out and did just that, saved potentially the life of a black girl. Any idea that this is racist? Well, Michael Eric Dyson, who I like personally, he's been a guest on this show, many times. But Pastor Dyson, who is also a distinguished academic, was on MSNBC talking about the Micaiah Bryant case and breathing after the Chauvin verdict. Listen.
Same hour that jury decision was revealed, we know that Micaiah Bryant died in Columbus, Ohio. So what we know is that these are deeply systemic issues that don't even provide us the opportunity to breathe now that George Floyd's killer has been held to account, because so many other black people will face similar fates. The police will not exercise discretion, will not use a reduced sense of engagement to preserve black life. We see constantly, we see videos of white people wielding machetes, chasing police people around. A white man with a gun on his seat as the police extract their revolvers from their holsters, pointing them at him, demanding he get out, and he refuses to and takes off, and they don't shoot him. What we're asking for is a consideration of justice that preserves our lives, that gives us a sense that we are full citizens of the American polity, and that uses the bully pulpit of the United States presidency and political office to make sure that we deliver that message ringingly to the citizens of this nation.
Okay, again, what he seems to be sermonizing for is that police should shoot more white people. Actually, I spent some time last night doing a fairly deep dive into the statistics which have been compiled by the Washington Post and by National Public Radio, two liberal venues. And every year since 2015, every single year, more white people die in confrontations with police than black people. And I know. The rate of black people for their percentage of the population is way up, but also the rate of murder is way up in the black community. And very often these confrontations involve trying to protect people in the black community. But the idea that Pastor Dyson seems to be suggesting here, Dr. Dyson, if you will, is that police officers are far, far, far more likely to kill black people in confrontations than they are to kill white people. And that's not true. In terms of the percentage of total encounters with police that end up fatally, there is not a radical difference that shows that black people are more likely to be targets. In fact, the average number for the last 6 years, according to NPR, the average number of deaths of unarmed black people in police encounters is actually comes down to about 22 a year. It's tragic. 22 a year is outrageous. There shouldn't be 22 people who die. It's wrong. We should cut it down even further. But would it really make it better if the actual number of white people who are killed in that kind of confrontation every year weren't 55? I mean, would it should be higher than that? I don't understand any of this logic. And look, it is deeply problematic. It's an issue that isn't going to go away. And I do believe that this will be an issue of law enforcement, the need for policing, the need for law and order. It is going to be a crucial issue that will help decide elections, not just in Florida, but across the country in 2022. There is also, for a relief, we're approaching a weekend. There's a new movie out there that's actually a surprising feel-good movie. You can screen it. I guarantee you will enjoy it. It's a documentary about, well, about a substance that is very precious to many Americans. We're talking beer. The movie is called Brewmance. It's about the independent craft brewery movement. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Maybe you haven't noticed, but the craft beer industry has become a powerhouse. And there's a wonderful new documentary about this fascinating subculture that should appeal even to those who don't think they love beer. It's called Brewmance, now available on various streaming platforms.
When you make home brew, you put yourself into it, your personality, your love.
Having a passion for what you do, that's what carries you through.
And what carries this movie through is a focus on two brewery startups. One of them a Christian father and son operation, and the other put together by three dropouts from the music industry. In addition, there's perspective from creators of some of the most famous craft beers out there. Altogether, filmmaker Christo Brock has brewed up an entertainment that's informative, even inspiring, about faith, family, and the entrepreneurial spirit. Even if you take just a sip, you'll want to drink deep. 3 stars for Brewmance. And we will be reviewing more movies tomorrow, brand new movies. The new Mortal Kombat, sure to be a worthy submission. And we'll be reviewing a new movie called Together Together with Ed Helms, which is about a very unconventional couple undergoing an unconventional pregnancy. Actually, they're not a couple. Ed Helms plays a lonely, single, middle-aged guy who decides he wants to be a dad. And so he hires a surrogate. It's a fascinating film, actually. And we'll also be talking about Sasquatch. Yes, it is one of my favorite subjects. This is a documentary by the Duplass brothers, who are fairly famous for their independent and eye-catching and thought-provoking films. This is basically Sasquatch stands accused of murdering 3 people 25 years ago. And it's an investigation of that alleged crime. Is it going to be worth viewing, this 3-episode documentary? We will give you a straight answer. And, of course, more conversation about the upcoming Titanic electoral struggle and what the Democrats are doing to gear up for it, and Republicans will and should respond. That and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.